Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord and Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you, to appreciate you for the prayers and the encouragement that you are giving. May the wonderful Lord bless you. Yesterday, we looked at a subject we titled One with Christ. How we saw the life of the tortoise and its shell, that if you are to remove the shell, it is killing the tortoise because it's part of its life. And we saw how we are supposed to hide under the name of the Lord and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for we are one with Christ. For to take away the Holy Spirit is to kill us. I want us to look at something today in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. The first parable that the Lord Jesus gave, he told us about the seed that the sower went to sow. And he explained that some seeds fell on the wayside, some seed fell on the stony place, and those that fell on the stone place, he interpreted to say, these are seeds that receive the word of God with joy, but when they are tempted or tried or tribulation comes, because of the word of the Lord, they are offended. So I'll read Matthew 13, verse 20. The Bible read, but he that received the seed into the stone places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet have he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Now, brothers and sisters, today I want us to look at a subject that our title, Tried and Tested by the Word of the Lord. Many times when we are going through trouble, we usually look on the side that it's the devil that has caused that trouble. Yes, we know that all these things that are bad or evil, they do not come from God. But we have to see something in this parable that the Lord gave and interpreted. The Lord said, these people, they had received the word of the Lord with joy. Okay? But when tribulation came, when persecution came, these people gave up. But how did tribulation come in their life? How did persecution set in their life? The Lord himself explained how tribulation came. The Lord Jesus explained how persecution came. The Lord said persecution came because of the word of the Lord. Many times when we go through that pain, through that affliction, we usually don't realize that it's because of the word of the Lord that comes to try you and I. The same word, brothers and sisters, that we have believed, it will try us, it will test us.
It's like the life of Job. I'll give an example. The devil could not do anything to Job minus a God allowing it. See? So the same way that Job believed, the Lord allowed it so that the weight can test him and bring out the perfection that God desired. So it was the word of God. Oh, you know. See? So you and I, we have believed this message. The same word that you have believed, the same message that you have believed, it will try you and I. We are going to be tested by the same word that you have received. And when you focus so much that it's the word of the Lord that tests you, you'll be able to stand. Let me pick an example in the Bible so that you may be able to see clearly. One man was tested by the word of the Lord. This man went through pain. He was sold as a slave. He went into Egypt. He was arrested, put in prison for something that he did not do. But those things that he went through, it was not a devil, according to the scriptures. That's Joseph. Joseph was sold by his brothers. Went into Potiphar's house, accused by the wife of Potiphar for something he did not do. But what is it that made him go through all those things? He went through pain. He went through suffering. Why? What is it that allowed him to go through that? Was it the devil? Let us read in the book of Psalms 105, brothers and sisters. Let's see what was it that was happening in the life of Joseph. And what was it that was testing Joseph? Was it the devil? Or it was the word of God? What is it that tried Joseph? Your suffering that you're going through is the word of the Lord, brothers, that is testing you. Nothing else but the word of the Lord. The same word that you have believed will try you. It will test you. So that you and I can prove unto our Lord that we'll be able to stand on what we have received. We've received this word with open arms, with joy, but the same word will try you. It will bring tribulation in our lives. It will bring persecution. Just like the Lord said, they were offended because of the word, not the devil. Because of the word of the Lord that brought tribulation. Because of the word of the Lord that brought persecution. These people whose the seed had fallen on the stone place, they were offended. The Lord did not say it was the devil. He said when the word brought in tribulation, when the word of the Lord brought in persecution, these people were offended. By and by, they gave up their faith. So it was the word of the Lord that tried them through persecution. It was the word of God that came to try them in that tribulation they were going through. Not the devil, but the word of the Lord. But the word of the Lord had to use the devil. Glory be to God. Psalms 105. I'll start from verse 16. Psalms 105, verse 16, the Bible reads. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph. So this is God telling us about Joseph, whom he had sent. Who was sought for a servant, whose feet they had with fetters. He was laid in iron. Now listen to verse 19 carefully. Until the time that his word came, that is the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord tried him. You see, brothers and sisters, blessed be the name of the Lord. So all the suffering that Joseph was going through, it was the word of the Lord that came to try him. You see, so you and I, the persecution that comes in our life is because of the word that you have believed. The tribulation that comes in our life is because of the word that you have received. The word of the Lord to try us all. So let us look and realize that the Lord is the one that allows the devil. It is through him that his word must test us. Glory be to God. So Joseph went through pain. He was sold as a slave. He was arrested, put into prison. Why? It was the word of the Lord that was testing him. The same word that he had received in dreams, the same word came to test him, to see if he was going to stand believing the Lord. And surely Joseph stood. Even when he was in Potiphar's house, he chose to stay faithful to God. He chose to obey the word of God. He could not commit sin. See? Proving that he was going to abide and stand by that word. So when the word of the Lord came to test him, he had to stand by that word. He didn't compromise on his faith. So many times, brothers and sisters, when you look at persecution, when you look at tribulation, when you look at your suffering, know that the word of the Lord is trying your faith. Just like the word of the Lord came to Joseph to try him, to test him, to see how he was going to stand. Who can say a thing and it comes to pass if the Lord has not allowed it? It's the same thing with what we go through. The Lord knows, he allows it for a purpose, to try and see how we are going to stand. So the persecution that came in the book of Matthew, the scripture we read about the people who had received the word on stone places, it was as a result of the word of God and they were offended. The tribulation, it was as a result of the word of the Lord, and they were offended. So brothers and sisters, look beyond your suffering. The word of the Lord will try you, it will test you. Each one of us, we are going to be tried by the same word that you have believed. Like we have read the scripture about Joseph. He was tried by the word, brothers and sisters. Don't give up on your faith. When tribulation comes, it's the word of the Lord testing you. Don't give up on this journey because of any calamity that may fall in your life. It can be tribulation, persecution. It can be shame that has fallen upon your life, but the word of the Lord will try you. The same word of the Lord, when Joseph stood by it, it blessed him. It brought him to his place because he had proven unto God that he was going to be faithful. Even when the wife to Potiphar wanted to commit adultery with him, Joseph stood by the word of God. My Lord does not allow these things and I will not fall. I would rather worship the living God. He stood by the word. The fetters were broken by the word of God because he chose to be faithful unto God. When we abide in the tabernacle, in the word of the Lord, and the word abides in us, the same word will try us. And we stand by it, faithful. The word will heal us. The word will deliver us. The word will bless us. It will bring out the perfection it desires. For we know Jesus is the word. So those people who were offended in the book of Matthew, it's because of the word of God, nothing else. It's the word of God that attracted tribulation. It's the word of God that attracted persecution. Now it is you and I who are on this journey. And we have received this word. And this word is the word of the Lord. The same word that we have believed, brothers and sisters, it will make us go through different kinds of temptations. Temptations come from the devil, but it cannot come minus God allowing it. The Lord will allow it for a purpose. Because whatever God allows, he has a purpose that he desires to bring forth out of your life and my life. So you see, the final authority, it is God. So meaning, it is God's words that has attracted that temptation in your life. Because the Lord knows the ability that he has given to you and that. He cannot allow something that is beyond your ability and my ability. Whatever you are going through, Paul says, there's nothing new that is happening unto man. Everything that you are going through, it is common unto man. Another person has already gone through it. Obviously, they overcame. Why? When the word came to try them, they chose to stand by the word they had received. They could not give up on the word they have believed. They could not quit the race. They chose to stand with the word. Let us abide in this word. No matter the tribulation that it can attract and bring in our life. No matter the persecution that it can attract and bring in our life. Let us stand on this pure word that we have received in this wicked world we are living in. Because this word will try each one of us. This word will test each one of us. But those trials, they will come through tribulation, persecution. Now let us always remember, when we stand by the word of the Lord will prove you. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. Don't be offended because of tribulation that comes as a result of the word of God. Like those people had received the word on the stone place. They were offended because of the word of God. Nothing else but the word that came to try them. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I want to encourage you all. Let's not be offended with persecution that comes as a result of the word of God. Let's not be offended with tribulation. It can be sickness. It can be lack of finances that may fall upon your life as a result of the word of God. Remember this, my precious brothers and sisters. The word will try. Joseph was tried by the word of God. Nothing else but the word. So all that pain he was going through, it was the word of God that was trying him. Starvation that he went through, sold as a slave, put into prison, it was just the word of God trying him. This is the scripture that we have read. It's telling us nothing else but it was the word that was trying him. See? You may be going through such a thing. I may not know the phase of life that you are facing, my brothers and sisters, but I want you to look unto the word that is the word of the Lord that you have received that is trying you. Yes, it is a temptation, but it comes as a result of the Lord allowing it. He is the final authority. And he has allowed it because of the precious word that you have received. And the Lord believes that you'll be able to endure unto the end and overcome and be victorious. Let's be rooted in this precious word deeply so that we can bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. When you look at the life of Joseph, when his brothers came back to him, Joseph says, do not be offended with you. It was God who sent me. Joseph was able to realize and acknowledge that it was God, it was not them doing it. He said, it was not you, it was the work of God. He knew it was the word of God that came to allow me to go through this. The word of the Lord tried me, and the Lord brought me here that I can save thee from famine. Joseph was able to realize that it was the word of God. Are you able to realize that in your situation, it is the word of God that has allowed that situation? Are you able to see and perceive that it's the word of the Lord that has attracted those things to try your faith? To try how you stand on his word? To see if you're going to tend to look back or you tend to look at his word? Or you are going to be offended because of the word, it is bringing pain. Because of the word of the Lord that has brought sickness. Because of the word of the Lord that has brought suffering. Don't be offended. Find joy, even in pain. Worship God. Praise him. Glorify him. Even though the word may attract something that is opposite to what you and I are looking unto. It is through that the Lord will be able to bring perfection. It's through that the Lord will be able to lift you out. Joseph was lifted up when he overcame by standing on the word. The word that tried him, it lifted him up. It promoted him. See? But in the book of Matthew, that parable, the Lord talked about those people who had received the word on the stone places. The word did not lift them up. Why? Because they were offended with the word. They had given up because of the word. They gave up on their faith. But Joseph did not give up on his faith. He stood in the revelation of the word that he had received, and the word lifted him up. It's my prayer, It's my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you and I shall be able to stand just like Joseph stood, even as the word came to try and test us, that the word of the Lord may lift us up to go and meet our King in glory, to go and meet our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, in glory. That this word will be able to lift us up so that we can meet him. Glory be to God. The word to try us to bring about a perfection, because he desires to lift you up. He desires to take you out of this world, for we are not of this world. He chose us out of this world. And surely, we are waiting for a bigger thing to happen, that's rapture. Just like Joseph was lifted out of the prison to a place next to the king. Because he had passed the trial that came in his life. He stood by the word of the Lord. You and I, if we stand by this word without turning to look back, even though the word may bring tribulation, persecution, but we are not offended in it, we find joy, knowing that the Lord has allowed it for a purpose, we'll be able to meet our Lord Jesus. Be strong and courageous, brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord will try each one of us. Let's not be afraid, for he cannot allow a temptation beyond the ability to overcome it. He cares, he loves you and I. Let's not be offended with the word when it attracts tribulation. Let's stand and abide in his tabernacle at all times, feeding upon his word. Let us look unto him who has allowed it. Job did not tend to insult God, even though the wife told him to insult God. He says, shall we only receive good from God? Even evil can come from him. Job was able to know that yes, evil can come as a result of God allowing it to test you and I. See, glory be to God. Job was able to acknowledge and realize, to say, not only good can come from God, even evil. How can evil come from God? He only allows the devil to go ahead, so that the word that you have believed can try and test you. May the good Lord bless you, all of you, as we go through different kind of trials. But I pray that the Lord will give you the ability to stand and overcome. Shalom.